This is iRadio's
group chat.
If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
There's been one show everyone seems to be talking about. It's been all over our social media feeds, sparking conversations far beyond TV. I'm talking about Heated Rivalry. The show explores the journey of gay athletes in a highly competitive sporting environment, highlighting struggles such as internalised homophobia, identity and the pressure of being openly gay in a professional sport. Today, I'm joined by Kevin Penrose, a Gaelic footballer who has first-hand experience of what it's like to be openly gay while playing sport in Ireland. For listeners who may not be familiar with Heated Rivalry, Kevin, how important do you think media like this is in educating people about the realities and challenges as well faced by LGBTQ plus athletes?
So the show itself, Heated Rivalry, I only found out about it just before Christmas time. My friends were telling me to watch it. It's something that I could like and enjoy and really relate to, you know. And I kept putting it off until I got actually enough time to actually do it and watch it. And I binged it in maybe 2 days or so. And from the start, once you get past, it is a bit explicit, you know, the scenes, it goes straight into it. But once you get past all that there, it does touch on narratives and themes that I could really relate to, especially growing up in Ireland. Like, I didn't come out as gay until 28. I'm now 31. And I sort of knew from maybe the age of 17 onwards, you know. And something like this show and how it's taken off and related to so many people to share their stories online and see themselves and be represented is something I would have loved to have had whenever I was that age, you know. So yeah, I think it's great to have that out there right now, and hopefully it's a step in the right direction to have more shows like this, because there are shows out there before that sort of glorifies the topic and make it all look lovey and dovey, I guess, you know, but it doesn't really highlighting deep dive into these feelings and emotions that these characters go through. So that's one thing it really does highlight.
When it comes to your life, when you were growing up in Ireland playing Gaelic football, like in terms of team culture and expectations, what was it like?
I mean, football growing up was everything for me from a big J family in the rural back end of Tyrone, you know. And you know, back then, it's all you know. You grow up with your friends playing football. It's sort of your identity to an extent. And during the time whenever you're at a prime age where you're figuring out what I want to do in life, am I going to college? Am I going straight into work? It's already tough enough to figure out what you want to do without having your sexuality questions behind the scenes, you know? And it's a point where I couldn't share it with anyone, you know? So bringing that into football and the pitch, it's sort of made me lose interest in it over time, I guess, you know, and eventually I gave it up and it sort of took a toll because I just thought I'm no longer a good footballer, you know. And fast forward to now, like, I'm back playing with the club and everything, and it's one of them things where it does hold you back, and seeing how it's represented in the show especially, it sort of gives you a bit more beyond than just the Gaelic football. It's more than just the sports. A lot of people say the show's, oh, that's the ice hockey show, but it is a lot more than that, and it does touch on a lot more emotions and feelings. I don't want to spoil it too much, but after I watched the first season, I went and read the books and then went back to watch the first season again, and there's a lot of emotions and situations that are still to be highlighted. And it's one of the things, especially in sports, I feel like you sort of have to be switched on all the time and show this real, oh, I'm tough, I'm strong sort of attitude whenever you show up. And I feel like when I was growing up, I couldn't stand up to those expectations anymore, you know. So it just sort of took a toll on me, and just decided to step back because I associated that sport with those feelings that I didn't really understand myself, and it just made me feel not wanted, I guess, or not to be included, and just not that I didn't want to be there anymore, you know. So yeah,
I'm so sorry that you felt that way. It's so heartbreaking that people that are, you know, struggling with coming out or whatever across the globe. This seems to be really, really common that people are leaving sports because of this. Like, what advice now that you're in this position now where you've come out and you've gone back to football as well, what advice would you give to someone who's thinking about leaving sport because they feel uncomfortable like you did at the time?
Like, whenever I left the sports and then came out, I wasn't going to go back to it. Just because I wasn't sure I wanted to step back into that environment because of how it made me feel, I guess, you know. But at the time, the lads on the football team were so accepting with me, like, they actually reached out during off season, just the conversation was always, oh, when are you coming back? Are you coming back? You know, so it was a lot more than you're valued more as a footballer now then, and they want you to be at your best, I guess, you know. So it was good to know that I was welcomed back into the team after being away from so long. So it was good for myself that clear away. I would say just having the access to information and shows like this and everything on social media, I guess. Like back then when I was growing up, we had nothing like this. I didn't really know of anyone in the same position as me, you know. And I think the only example I could give was Donald Cusack back in the day after he retired and came out. And even then, it would have been on the news or in the papers and would have been gone. Whereas nowadays with social media, like everything's in our pockets, you can search all these things up and even search resources, people to talk to, you know. And it's good to have, to see yourself, I guess, and just know that you're not alone. For someone who's started going through it, I guess, just find your people, find someone you're comfortable with talking to, even if it's a friend or family member. Again, the show is good that it touches on these here aspects as well, on how your friends can react to this, or how you can open up to your friends or open up to your parents, you know, and sort of find that safe space to really welcome you and get you through this difficult time. And it's one of them things where you only think of the negatives, I guess. You're going to be like, okay, I'm going to lose the sport, I'm going to lose my family, my friends, and you don't necessarily look at the positives that can come from it. And I think that show really does show what comes from it and the good side of it. And I know down the line in the books and everything, there's the other side of it as well. I don't want to spoil too much of it either, but just shows the reality of it and that side of it too, instead of it glorifying that it's all sunshine and flowers and all this here good stuff as soon as you come out, but you can be, you know. But it's just a matter of surrounding yourself with good-minded people, have a good circle around you, and yeah, going from the Gaelic football pitch is a place where I neglected for a long time. It's now one of those places where I feel most comfortable and safe, you know. So yeah, you're not alone.
That's a really nice way to put it, I think. And I'm sure somebody will take something from that this evening. And if they haven't seen Heated Rivalry yet, as I have said, this may contain spoilers, this interview. But a reminder again, this bit may contain spoilers. But obviously, the two main characters, they hide their relationship for nearly a decade. And then one of the most powerful moments in the show is when Scott comes out publicly after a game. How did that make you feel? Because you've just spoken about how important it is to kind of have access to things like this for young people nowadays. Did you see that as kind of a really pivotal moment for people watching the show?
100%. So you had Scott and you had Kip as well, who were this a secondary gay couple within the show, I guess, you know. And the two main characters, Scott and Ilya, or Ilya and Shane, they're put against each other by the media. They're two rivals. And over the decade, like you said, they're pitted against each other. They can't really do nothing about it, and they have a sick relationship, you know. So, and once you see Scott come out, it's this moment where it's like, oh, he's able to come out in front of these people. He's just won the championship, and he's caught his partner Kip back down off the stalls to give him a kiss in front of the cameras and all these thousands of eyes on him, you know. And it's one of them things where I would say in Scott's mind, he's probably not sure to do it or not, as he's been playing with coming out the decision. And I guess once he had this really massive moment in the sporting career where they won the championship, he sees his peers is going to their families, his partners, they're all kissing and hugging, and he's just by himself, you know. So it's that moment that he wanted to share with the people he loved, and he chose that moment to do it. And it's something I didn't really think of before. Like, just relate back to myself in terms of Gaelic football, for example. If you won club league or championship, or even see like All-Irelands, you know, Woods, that be a moment as well, you know, that you would think about. You see the crowds and your family and friends, they crowd the pitch after they win something, and it's not often you would see that in sport, but it's good to see those little things that you wouldn't really think of highlighted in the mainstream media now. So again, I guess it's just another thing that you can really feel comfortable with and share these moments and really important moments within your sporting career with the people you love.
From your perspective in Ireland now, are things changing to be a bit more inclusive? Are we headed in the right direction? I know that you're 31 now, as you've said, but if you could go back to when you were 21, how have things come a long way in the last 10 years?
I'd like to think so, you know, but at the same time back then, because there was no real representation to see myself out there that I knew of back then. And you always hear the stories of the negatives. That's all that was really highlighted within the news or the papers, is always the negative stuff, you know, and that's all we really knew. And it sort of just fueled my secrecy, I guess, you know, and didn't really want to come out and whatnot. And it took me a long time to come to terms with this, where I had to leave Ireland to really get some real life experience, talk to people from other countries, all walks of life, to really just feel comfortable myself, I guess, you know. And as soon as I came out, I had to come back to Ireland, and everything was great, you know, like such a good reception and welcoming, you know. But I'd like to say that there's always something we can do, and it's not even necessarily we're going to be reinventing the wheel here. I think it's just more of seeing yourself and others and people around you, and even having allies who attend any workshops in sport, for example, being there for you and just seeing anything homophobic, call it out. Otherwise, it's not going to be fixed, I guess, you know. I think there's always work to be done, you know.
Do you think that, albeit, you know, ice hockey and GAA not really in the same exact realm, is it potentially, with everything that's been talked about in the media with heated rivalry and conversations like we're having now, do you think that that's going to maybe spur on more conversations in the likes of the GAA, even amongst coaches and sponsors and teammates, to really pay more attention to this and, as you said, like, highlight it and be inclusive?
I hope so. I guess it just, like you said, it opens up a conversation. And again, with the show, it might not be for everyone. You might not take anything from it, but it's worth watching, you know. Even whatever your sexuality is, I think if you know someone who's gay or who could be going through it or who might not be themselves in the change rooms or whatnot, it's always good to know how to approach them, I guess, you know, in the best possible way and make them feel comfortable. So I definitely think that it's a tool that could be used in a sense. And for myself, even going back to the change rooms and whatnot and Gaelic football and sport in general, I guess you probably have to be seen as a strong masculine person in terms of the sport, and any sense of opening up in terms of anything, I guess, if it's your sexuality, if it's mental health issues, alcohol, gambling, whatever it is, men find that really more difficult than women, I guess, to open up. And sometimes it can be seen as a weakness. And I know for myself, if I open up about my sexuality, one of the thoughts I would have thought of would be, okay, this is going to be used against me on the pitch or weaponized against me, you know? So it's things like that there that can really spark a conversation and people be like, oh, I didn't actually know that or think about it from that perspective before. So like I said, yeah, I think it's going to open a lot of conversations, and hopefully it'll spur on how people interact with each other, especially coaches and players and the community, I guess.
In all sports, hopefully, across Ireland, for sure. I hope that we endeavour to be just more inclusive and, you know, more warm towards people. It's homophobia is something that so many people see and don't say anything about. And I think it's really important that conversations like this are starting to really, really hammer it down that that's not okay. On I Recommend, we always ask people about what they're watching at the minute. Obviously, we've just talked all about heated rivalry, but if you could recommend another show or a podcast or a book or something that you love that you've been interested in at the moment, what would it be?
I would probably say the Heated Rivalry book series. As soon as I watched the TV show, I just went and listened to the first couple of books, but I think there's 7 books now, and it really does deep dive into a lot more than just the main characters in the TV show. There's more secondary characters that will come into it, and it really does highlight everything from mental health, from homophobia in sports, drop out of sport, going back to sports. Like, it really does touch on everything and really gives a real good representation of what it's like, I guess, to be in the closet within sport and everything that we would go through. It's not just a quick thing, it happens overnight. You come out and everything's good and handy. It's going to be, like you said, over a decade, you know, and that's a good thing about the show. You wouldn't really notice from the start, the first time around, is it's timestamped. So if you think about these characters who meet 1 year, they might not see each other for another year with no communication. And then as their relationship progresses, you can see how it's just more than a fling, and it really turns into something bigger than them. So yeah, I think the book series is definitely worth checking out as well.
another thing to add to my reading list and also my watch list. Thank you so much for all of that, Kevin, and I'm sure we will chat to you again on iRadio's group chat.
Thanks so much for having me.
This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it.